following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We've all seen it. The sedan dressed up like an SUV. How delusional. An SUV should be built to be an SUV. Thank goodness for the all-new Dodge Durango, with its available fully automatic all-wheel drive and best-in-class towing. Who's that sedan gonna fool anyway? That's like a sheep in wolf's clothing. It's totally backwards. And the wolf is probably gonna be a little upset the sheep is wearing its clothes. Introducing the all-new 2011 Dodge Durango SUV. We are Dodge, and we are never neutral.
Now get the all-new Dodge Durango with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty and take advantage of low APR financing and other exciting offers. Hurry to your local Dodge dealer today. Best-in-class towing when properly equipped. Financing for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. See your dealer for a copy of the limited warranty. Dodge is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked.
No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Christmas week here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis. Meritzen taking care of our producing and engineering today on the show. Coming up, we're going to talk to the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College, Matt Buttermore. UNK Athletic Director John McBride joins us in studio in a moment for our weekly Loper Link segment. It's all coming up on the show today. And I don't know. I watched a lot of that Nebraska men's basketball game last night. It ends up close. They had a comfortable lead most of the way. I don't think Central Michigan's a bad team, but you talked yesterday about how everybody thinks we're going to get beat in the bowl game. Well, everybody thinks we're going to win zero games in the Big Ten basketball conference.
Doug, last night the number on that game was 12.5. And I'm riding with my buddy Rusty. We go officiate the JV game in Axtell. On the way back, he says,
"How'd that work out?"
It's rough. Anytime Kearney Catholic's involved is just rough.
Did you pull away?
They pulled away.
Did you pull anything? Did you dominate?
No, but they get up and down. But I'm in such top condition.
Well, so that's beautiful for you. You just got to stand at half court then, and then they're right back and forth.
Doesn't work like that.
Okay. But anyway. You know,
so Rusty's falling. Rusty says, can Nebraska basketball beat anybody by 12.5 points?
No.
He says, who's setting the lines? And we're kind of chuckling about it. Then it ends up as close as it was. Could have went the other way, though, like you said. They had a commanding lead, or a comfortable lead, I guess. Yeah. He hit a 1-3-pointer, and it's one of those things. But you had to win that game last night. Doug, when you go up and down that schedule in the Big Ten, and everybody's saying, I don't see a winnable game. I don't see a winnable game.
Their first three games are Wisconsin, Michigan State, Ohio State, all ranked in the top 20.
All ranked in the top 20, and okay, so there you go, and Solinger comes back, so that's good news if you're a basketball fan. If you want to watch him play, it's good news. If you're a Nebraska basketball fan, that's not one bit good for you. I thought this was Doc's best team. Is it?
Well, they're all banged up again. Andre Almeida looks like he's going to redshirt. Diaz hasn't played hardly at all. They expect him to be back for this first game. You got to throw in. Those are two starters from last year.
Okay, they're
then
two.
You throw in the hot shot Bo Spencer, who can actually score some points. I can understand why they believe that.
I can understand why they believe it, but throw in Diaz or throw in Almeida going against Sullinger, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're just overmatched. I mean, he's one of the top three players in the nation. I mean, it's the same like going against Kansas. You just athletically, you have trouble matching up with those teams. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe Doc can – he's won some big games in the past, beat Texas at home a year ago when no one thought they had a chance. We'll see.
Well, I'm going to throw this kibosh on the team. This will make it even harder. I'm just going to say the way that we've went on this, we've talked about this numerous times on this show about how you cannot get a handle on Nebraska basketball for the last 25 years. I'm going to tell you this right now. Michigan State's at home and Wisconsin's at home. I'm going to tell you right now, Nebraska wins one of those two games. It's impossible for them to win one of those two games. They're going to win one of those two games or puke in the last second somebody hits a buzzer beater. But I'm just going to tell you, they're going to win one of those two games. Michigan State, New Year's Eve on the afternoon. Michigan State's not going to be focused. Wisconsin's a team that doesn't score a lot of points. That plays into Nebraska's hands, so it should stay close possibly throughout the game. I'm just going to tell you, they're going to win one of those games so that people pay attention again. One other thing before we talk with John McBride here that just proves that polls are nice when you're up in the polls and they're just stupid when you're not. Nebraska wins the Big Ten Volleyball Championship, and in the final poll, there are three teams ranked ahead of them. I get Illinois being ranked ahead of them because they played for the national championship. But just because Nebraska lost early in the tournament, they are 12th, which is their lowest finish since 2003. And I went back and looked at the polls all the way back to 1985 or 82. Nebraska finished 15th in 82, 16th in 83. And then 13th in 03 and 12th here. So in 20 years, they finished this is their fourth worst finish. And then they went 25-5 and finished 12th. It's kind of like that UNK volleyball team. You know, they lost early in the tournament, and obviously John McBride had to have a meeting with Rick Squires. And
tell him what a great season he had.
And talk about how he's got to get things turned around as they head into the MIAA. It's time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Each and every week, the Loper Link is brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Trenton Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small, or on-the-farm tire service. Get a hold of him online at GarrettTire.net to see the very latest. John, happy holidays. Thanks for coming in.
Same to you, folks. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been – I talked about this at the fall sports luncheon, the Loper luncheon last time out. What an amazing winter or fall sports season it was, and Kearney High and Kearney Catholic were a big part of that. But the football team does something that they never did by hosting a second-round game. The volleyball team wins the conference championship. They host the conference tournament. They win the conference tournament. And cross country, Al is an All-American, and probably some other things that you can touch on. But you have to be pleased overall with the way these squads, even though it ended a little early in both the volleyball and football's case, than the coaches and the players would have liked. Still a heck of a way for those teams to go out of the RMAC.
You know, fantastic years. And I tell you what's it's so tough in this business how quickly things can end. You know, on the back end of a tremendous season. And to have the turnovers in the football game against Wayne State, who obviously was a very talented football team, and they got on a roll in the postseason. But, you know, turnovers were our Achilles heel this year, and it jumped up to get us in that game in some pretty amazing weather conditions. If you didn't make it out to the game, that literally, it was 50 to 60 miles per hour, and that was legitimate because it was blowing me around the field. Now, if it moved you too.
Yes, it moved me.
So it was moving, okay? So I would have liked to see what would have done, normal conditions, and it might have made a difference, but who knows? That's part of the game. But, two tremendous seasons in football and volleyball, not the finish that we were looking for. I can tell you that a meeting with Rick Squires was very quick because he didn't have time to meet with me. He was meeting beginning the Friday morning after that loss to figure out how they were going to turn it around and get back to that same place again next year. So he's driven, they're driven to have one of the top Division II programs, if not the top Division II program in the country. it goes through this region, and it will continue to next year when the MIAA is teamed with the Northern Sun in the same volleyball region. So you're going to see the same thing at the end of next season as well, the same teams playing, including one Concordia team, which won its 25th, and there's 26 in a row, it seems like, fifth in a row, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So a pretty amazing team.
John, did you guys talk at all about had the football team advance that snowstorm? You mentioned the weather and the winds. The next Saturday, had they won, they would have been right back there.
Well, it's obvious we got to build a dome.
It was interesting you mentioned that because at noon that Saturday when that game was starting, wherever it was.
Up at Concordia.
Yeah.
Oh. Or Minnesota Duluth. Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned, I texted Rich Broderson and said, just think, right now we could be playing in this because it was snowing pretty heavily that afternoon. So, yeah, playing in late November and December in Nebraska gets a little bit dicey in outdoor sports. Let's face it. So you always have a gamble. But since then, and around that Saturday, that one Saturday, the football playoff game was the only bad day weather-wise for about 2 weeks, I think.
A horrible day. There's no doubt about it.
It was crazy.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Overall, we know football is going to be a tougher conference. Volleyball, I think the RMAC was pretty well represented in volleyball. I don't know that the MIAA is going to be a whole lot tougher, but the region stays as tough. Overall, for the fall sports, everything's tougher. Is there a sport that maybe... I think they get a break with track, indoor track, maybe cross country, because Adams State and those squads have been 1 and 2 in the country for so long.
It's an interesting question. It's ramped up in football, as we talked about, and we were able to move scholarships up and start that road toward where we want to be with scholarships for next year in football. You know, volleyball, we're pretty competitive scholarship-wise with what the MIAA has in their coffers for the program. And we won't have to do a whole lot of movement there to be competitive in the conference. Obviously, track and cross country is another level with Adams State and Western State, and altitude mixes into the scenario. We don't have to worry about altitude now. We run at we run at ground level, and we don't have to get up in the mountains and try to compete in a running sport, which is impossible to do. So it balances out. You know, I was talking to the MIAA commissioner, Bob Boerker, who used to be at Hastings College in Northwest Missouri, and I think he landed on it. He said the thing about the MIAA is the competitiveness throughout their league from top to bottom, which separates them as a conference. The RMAC has some very, very good teams at the top of most of the sports.
Some really bad teams, too.
That's right, but not the number of teams that are near the top of the sport, and that's the difference in the MIAA. They go, 16 deep with football, and they go 14 deep with basketball and 15 deep with basketball. You don't get a whole lot of off times, and there's not a time to recover from things. You're thrown back into the competition, the fire, every weekend and every game. So you have to be prepared for that. I think that's the thing from 1 through 14, 15, or 16 in that league, because I don't know if you're looking at Learfield. Yeah, it's interesting. You look at the all sports national rankings.
Guess who's number one, Tony?
Grand Valley State.
But the RMAC has a lot of teams that are up there because they were strong in soccer and cross country, football and volleyball. We had some points, but not enough points to get up in with their mix of sports and the schools that don't have football. In the RMAC, can spend their monies elsewhere, obviously, and they do.
In the I don't know why we've still got the winter sports season, the spring sports season to go through in the RMAC, and everybody.
Right.
It seems like we've transitioned with the football season ending to everybody moving into the MIAA. How many varsity sports right now at UNK?
17.
And who in the MIAA is that a basic number? Is that the number everybody's striving for? Who's got the most sports?
No, Central Missouri has the most sports, and I haven't done homework on the number of sports. Our 17 is a high number. I think Central Missouri has about 20 sports. There's not a whole lot of teams that have, especially in the RMAC, there aren't a lot of teams that have the number of sports we do. for a long time, the UNK has looked at participation as being important in athletics, and always supporting across the board, and having 450 athletes, student athletes on this campus obviously helps us with our enrollment numbers and bringing people to this campus. So, you know, we're looking at all the things as part of a financial study that is being finished up, you know, as we speak. We're looking at all those type of factors, you know, looking at how many sports to sponsor, looking at how much we're spending on certain sports, looking at what sports are sponsored in the MIAA that we may presently have. So, you know, we've asked a lot of hard questions, continue to ask a lot of hard questions, and still wrapping up a lot of that work as we move toward 2012, which isn't too far away.
John McBride's with us for our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Couldn't ask for a better weekend to send the basketball teams into the holiday break. The women finally get off the schneid and play well, and the men the last couple of weekends. And talking to Kevin and Tom, they liked the direction things were going. Metro State remains number one in the country here after the Lopers took them to overtime. Then they send Mines down to number 12 in the country after the loss. They get a couple of wins there, do UNK. And, of course, the wrestling team, they just continue to go out and do what they do. So the winter sports looking good right now.
Well, it was a good weekend. We did need that going into the holidays. You know, I've been around a lot of 0-9 teams, and that was not an 0-9 but women's basketball team that was playing for UNK. I think combination of a tough schedule, majority of that schedule being on the road against some real good teams, caught up with them. We didn't play well. In addition to that, a couple of games, and things added up pretty quickly. So, you know, kudos and, you know, a lot of pride for them and how they, you know, fought through that 0-9 and got two huge wins this past weekend and get threw them back into the thick of things in the RMAC, because there are a lot of people that only had one win in the conference. So it's not over with, still plenty of time. The men's teams played with a lot of heart, and they should have beat Metro State without question, had that game, I think, one, if we just get a call or two at the end. It doesn't go a different way, you know. It's an interesting sport. I don't know if anybody it bothers me how physical the game is, and you're an official, so
that bothers me how physical kids want to play too.
Yeah,
it's really changed in about the last 5 or 10 years. I think.
And I think you probably could get about 200 fouls called a game if you call it literally everything that's going on out there. And I don't know how you guys do it. So I don't get into criticizing a whole lot. It's not something that I, you know, I refereed base or officiated baseball growing up and did it in minor leagues, but I didn't do basketball, and I don't know how those guys do it. So I'll keep quiet on the rest of it. But
it's an interesting point. It talks about you watch them play on TV in the Division I ranks. That's why they all wear mouthpieces.
Yeah, you lower your head, and you get in there. So,
and you know, wrestling. You know, Mark Bauer and the Loper wrestling program is you know, one of the top programs in the country. The MIAA will be sponsoring wrestling beginning with the 2012-13 school year, so that's exciting. I think we have six teams with UNO leaving, which is the minimum you can have for a conference championship. But, you know, it's pretty good teams, though, when you start looking at you know, who's Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri and Lindenwood and some others there, so that should be some good competition, too.
John, let's revisit a couple of questions that folks have had this whole time as the transition from the RMAC is
going. I may still have some of the questions, too.
From the RMAC to the MIAA. First, are you looking at, have you contacted, this was up with Nebraska when they left, contacting some of the Big 12 teams about scheduling them as non-conference opponents? We had Damon in yesterday. He said the schedule, heck, we can't even, there's just no room for that. But volleyball, basketball, football, there's no room. Will you be scheduling some of the RMAC teams in some sports in the future? Has that been addressed at all?
Well, we're attempting to, but I think there are some nuances of both our schedules between our conferences and theirs, the RMAC in particular. Basketball, they play 22 games in the RMAC schedule, and that only leaves 4 non-conference games. So not a whole lot of room to work with there. We'd like to continue to play Shattern as much as we can in sports, but they're running into the same thing from a scheduling standpoint. And more discussions are happening on the regional level and trying to play regional, you know, in-region games, and how important that is when they do the computer rankings for how Division II determines its national championships. But we can't even get comparisons because there's no time to play those schools, and there's not enough schedule left for it. So to answer the question, yeah, we've talked to Tom Spicer at Colorado School of Mines is still very interested in continuing series with us, so we're trying to work with him and get out to Denver some. Shadron, Brad Smith's very interested in continuing to play. You know, we're on a two-year schedule in the MIAA, 12 and 13 and 13 and 14. The president's told the commissioner to go ahead and schedule those with the teams we currently have, the 15 teams in the conference. The question is what happens past that. So we've got a couple years where we're going to have some interesting situations, 14-team leagues and 15-team leagues. And it's tough to schedule those things, and be fair to everybody going across the board. So fortunately, the MIAA has been very helpful in allowing us to be a part of the transition and talk about those schedules and be able to have a vote on schedules moving forward. So we've had a say in those things.
John, one more question. Scheduling-wise, the basketball teams, they go for a weekend. They play Friday and Saturday normally in Denver, come home Saturday night / Sunday. When we transition to the MIAA for volleyball, will they play back-to-back nights on the weekends?
No, the midweek games are part of the volleyball and basketball schedules. And I've had a lot of questions about that. Playing the Friday-Saturday night games has allowed us to not miss a whole lot of class time in the RMAC, but we've had to leave early, you know, like on Thursday. A lot of the Wednesday-Saturday situations, if there's travel involved, for example, I'll try to use one that makes sense. Lindenwood is in St. Louis, essentially. You know, Truman is near St. Louis, so they've paired Truman and Lindenwood up. We would probably get permission, and they do this in the MIAA all the time, to move that to a Thursday-Saturday from a Wednesday-Saturday, so you're not going, you know, Wednesday somewhere and then Saturday somewhere. Personally, I like having some midweek games at home because the weekend games, we're losing some student crowds that aren't here on weekends. I think the weeknight games, you get away from some high school events on Friday and Saturday night and play some Wednesday or Tuesday or Thursday games. I think that'll help us with the schedule in the MIAA. We're also looking forward to some flexibility with football on start times, because night games are possible. You can work with your opponents and come up with, you know, mutual game times, which are helpful for the home teams. They recognize that's important.
Well, yeah, because as much as we don't like to recognize it, they do have some successful football teams in Kansas and Missouri, which they don't have in Colorado. John McBride with us here for just one more minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, all of the time, folks have the questions about the financials. You've talked about how the fundraising is going to go, how the coaches have to get more money, how the programs have to get more money, how the school has to raise more money, how the athletic department has to raise more money. So I guess the question is, how's that going?
Well, we're done with it all. We've raised it all. That's my big announcement here today. Now, Chancellor Christensen's probably driving off the road right now, but if he's listening. So, it's a work in progress, and it's sort of like taking that canvas and doing the painting. We're still tweaking some things with that, but we've implemented some things already. Football numbers are better. You know, we went from probably about 18 scholarships to 24 this past year. The goal is to be at the average of the MIAA schools when we start competing in 2012.
Which would be 26 and a half, 27?
For football? No, it'd be about 30.
Okay. I didn't realize it'd be that.
Yeah. 30 to 32, yeah.
How many fully funded ones are there in the MIAA?
Oh, geez. Probably 10 or 11. So, you know, there's work to do there. The thing is, it's between the institutional commitment and the institutional efforts with the travel savings that we've had, plus the ability of the coaches to get out and do some fundraising. The football fundraising has been very successful. So those combinations allowed us to make the move we did last year to position ourselves to be where we need to going in. Will we get to that average in year one in all the sports. I don't know necessarily we will, but our goal is to do that in a 3 to 5 year window. And bottom line, we need to be competitive. You know, Daryl's talked about it, you know, that there's a lot of concern he has for physical harm. And injuries are huge in football, so you got to have numbers. I think if you followed Loper football this past year and noticed the numbers, I think you noticed a difference in special team play and people that were having to play out on the field, not playing every single down and wearing everybody out and getting people hurt. So we are able to avoid some of that, but injuries are always the biggest thing, and we've got to build our numbers up and be important to it. The other thing that I would just share is that the full equivalency is just that. It's a full equivalency. And I've always argued if you use 36 football scholarships and to get 36 football players in, I don't think you've wisely used your scholarships.
Yeah, you're talking quarter scholarships, half scholarships. Yeah, people Darryl's don't realize that, I don't think, very much.
And our coaches are masters at maximizing and leveraging that scholarship money and getting as many people as they can for the scholarships. But we will not have just 36 people on 36 football scholarships, I can assure you that. And Daryl does a great job with academic kids, getting institutional aid, you know, recruiting the right type of kids that are able to be successful in the academic world. So all part of the scenario.
Well, I think that's a great point, because I think from day one, if you're going to put a team out there, you got to be able to compete physically. And like you said, from day one, we're not going to put an inferior product out there to get beat up on.
And they look pretty good this year. Look pretty good this year. John, anything else that you want to let the folks know about that we haven't touched on?
Well, one important thing is a lot of the schedules have January 7th. We have a basketball games on a Saturday, January 7th, against Chatham State, which were scheduled for night, which have been moved to the afternoon, 1 and 3 in the afternoon on January 7th. So if you please make that note on your schedules. We're having an alumni weekend for women's basketball with the 86-87 team that made it to the NAIA playoffs, and we're doing an alumni weekend and gathering. And that afternoon worked in the evening instead of the evening that weekend, and that was important to Kevin to get Brenda Van Langen and some of her teammates back here for that weekend. So those games on January 7th, right after the break on Saturday, will be at 1 and 3 like they were this past weekend. Then we'll get back to the regular schedule once school opens.
I feel bad for Brenda, too, because I know her email got hacked here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that? I was going, wow, Brenda still has me in the email. How cool. What's this? Oh, she's stranded in Europe and needs money. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks to all, you know, I was going, God, I hate when that happens. I mean, I hate when we get those emails because it happens and just means you're
hacked. It's the world we live in, unfortunately.
Well, John, Merry Christmas, and we look forward to the Lopers continuing their successful ways as we roll into 2012.
Well, yeah, we didn't even get to talk about the spring sports or anything. We're out of time here, but happy holidays to all the Loper fans out there. We'll see everybody after the first of the year.
Enjoy the break.
Yeah, again, they do such a great job supporting all. I mean, it's there in the numbers. It's a fact. You look at the folks that come, and you look at the D2 schools.
But if I could just – we get great support, but we need more.
Oh, and those students needed to show up at the football game. I'm not going to forget that.
Man, it was Thanksgiving.
Which students needed to show up at the football game.
But everybody needs to ramp it up, and we need folks to come out to the games and support us and help us however you can. But the most important thing is they get out to the games. And we need them there. They deserve that. They work awfully hard, and it means a lot to them when we can fill those stands instead of being half full.
And you can check out all the schedules, lopers.com. As John said, you've got – now it's not – always Friday night, Saturday night. You've got some afternoon games, and when you get the closer schools, you get some midweek games as well. Our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire and Tread and Appliance. Go to GarrettTire.net. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. John, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you, guys.
We'll take a break. We'll swing over to Hastings. They've got a new volleyball coach, and I think one that's going to be there a while. We'll talk to Matt Buttermore right after this.
Okay, JCPenney knows you still haven't bought her anything yet. Not judging, just saying, so listen up. Now's the time to get smart, affordable gift ideas at the jewelry store inside JCPenney, like 40% off diamond jewelry. and fine jewelry also sparkles at 40 to 60% off. Plus, all watches are 20 to 25% off. And there you have it. At JCPenney this Christmas, everybody wins. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends on December 24th.
You can get more mileage out of your old car than you think. When you donate your car, truck, van, or even boat to the National Kidney Foundation, you can help make a difference in the lives of 90,000 Americans waiting for a kidney transplant. Car donors are eligible for a tax write-off, and vehicles don't even have to run. Donate online at 1-800-488-CARS.com or just
call 1-800-488-CARS, the Kidney CARS Program.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. to see a video.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com.
Early on today, then we'll see increasing cloudiness with a high temperature up in the low 40s. Northwest winds will stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a chance for snow showers late with a low near 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time.
See? I didn't know this was a Christmas song. I didn't know. Well, who knew Train did Christmas? I didn't know.
How about we get Jeff in here for a week and decide, oh, I need a day off.
Yeah, what do we do with Jeff, and why are you back?
I don't know. I guess you work for a week, you get a week's vacation. That's pretty awesome.
That's the way it is with most of the folks around this facility.
Yes, very true.
Not us, of course. I can't believe I finished up the holiday sports schedule yesterday. What am I thinking? 12 basketball games in 3 days?
Ooh, Douglas.
What?
When's that start? When's the moratorium end?
Hope we don't get sick. It's just psychotic. It starts on Friday and ends on Tuesday, 23rd through the 27th. We'll have the Ravenna and Kearney Catholic holiday tournaments. We've also got the Aurora holiday tournament where St. Cecilia's competing. We've got the Minden holiday tournament where Adams Central's competing. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com and check out the schedule or listen to any of those games. And, of course, there are some games going on tomorrow night as well for Hastings High and St. Cecilia on the Breeze and on 1230 KHAS. But, Daddy, we're going to go to Hastings in just a minute and talk to their new head volleyball coach. But he's new, but he hopes to get to the success that TNL has had right there in the backyard at Hastings, because they're worldwide, every state, 60 countries, and that's because they do it better than anybody else.
Well, since 1955, they've been doing it, Doug. Whether they've got the complex systems at the – hey, if you're into the technology, they've got them. If you want the simplistic systems, they've got them. Pivot control options from TNL Irrigation Systems. Call your local TNL dealer today. Talk about the electric pivot repair hassles. They go out when it's the hottest out, when your corn needs the water the most. You don't have that experience of TNL difference. Call your local TNL dealer today or TNL Irrigation Company. Get online, TLIRR.com. Check them out. See the difference. Lasting value. Decades of dependability. It's TNL Irrigation.
Well, Monday, Hastings College named Matt Buttermore their new head volleyball coach. A youngster, because he won the 30 for 30 or 30 under 30 award by the American Volleyball Coaches Association within the last year. He's been an assistant at Bellevue. He knows Hastings from his three seasons at Concordia, and he makes his inaugural visit here to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Matt, thanks for the time. Good morning, and, of course, congratulations.
Morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, happy holidays, all of those great greetings, and now time to get to work. Hastings College had virtually the whole season to look for and screen volleyball applicants, and everybody says it's a great place, and we know that, but all the applicants and folks that want this job know that it's great facilities, great recruiting base, great place to coach, and Hastings College selected you. So first off, they know that you're a good volleyball coach. Sell the folks in Central Nebraska that do not know Matt Buttermore. We know that you played college volleyball, and we know that you have ties, obviously, with 6 years here in Nebraska with coaching. What made this such an attractive job to you?
Well, I think the whole interview process, it was the people, really, that made it a great place. Obviously, like you said, there's great facilities, great tradition, but everyone I talked to from the very beginning of the process to the end was excited about Hastings, and that makes it really easy to recruit there. Makes it easy for kids and parents to make a commitment to it. So that was one of the biggest draws.
Matt, from the outside looking in, when you're at Concordia, what do other people say about Hastings College with all the turnover they've had going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of rumors fly. I think they really just feel for the players. All the time you hear coaches talk about it, and it's, you know, those poor kids. You know, they've had, you know, four different coaches, five different coaches in the whole career. You know, they've had to change a new system every year. People are leaving them every year. So I think beyond the rumor and whatever, I think people really feel for the players there.
Matt, you look at the roster, you look at what Hastings has. What was your, I guess, immediate reaction, thoughts about what you've got coming back and what's coming into the program?
Well, it's great because we only lose one senior, and she's actually going to be on staff next year, Tracia Nordblade. And I have a team that was in the top of almost every statistical category in the conference, and they're all back next year. So it's really exciting. We play them at Bellevue once, and at Bellevue we play a lot of top competition, and Hastings was probably the only team that was as fast as we were on the floor. So they obviously have great athletes too. So,
Matt, what does it look like? I mean, what do you feel you need to add to this team?
Well, I think a couple different things. We need to improve our serve and pass game just as a technical aspect, and then just have a real will to win. I think really focusing on and coming out, trusting that we put in the hard work all week, trusting that we're good enough, and trusting that, you know, if we focus on the things we've worked on, you know, we're gonna beat some people, and if they're not ready for us, you know, we're gonna beat them pretty good. So I think that's the kind of attitude we need to have, and then also maintain a focus on that preparation and take our confidence from that preparation.
Matt Buttermore, the head volleyball coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I know you want to be, every coach wants to take their team to the top of the conference that they're in and compete for national tournaments and build up from there. What's your timeline, I guess? So I don't want to ask how far away you are because I think there's some talent on this team, but do you already have in your mind, and you don't have to tell us, I guess, like you think in 4 years you can be here or you think next year you can be here, but do you have a timeline for where you think this program can be next year, 3 years, 5 years?
Next year, I think we could be top of the GPAC. I think, top 2-3 of the GPAC for sure. I don't really think about, you know where we're going to be. A lot of it's process. You got to put the hard work in, and a lot of those things take care of themselves. Recruiting, on the gym, all that stuff. So, we want to compete for the GPAC every year. That would be kind of a goal. And then obviously if you're in the GPAC every year, you're going to go to the national tournament most years. So those are what we're looking at. But, I mean, it's a lot of process. It's, you know, are we doing the things? Are we setting proper goals every week and every month to get us there? Are we putting in the work recruiting and scouting to get us there?
So Matt Buttermore has just said Hastings College will win the GPAC conference next season. So we're already fired up about that.
Well, yeah, every year. That's good. Matt, who knows more about volleyball, you or your wife?
Oh, let's see here. Do I want to play it safe or do I want to go out on a limb here?
I'd go out on a limb.
I say, tell us the truth. I just wanted to know when she dropped the restraining order so you could start dating her. Of course, Laura Pilikowski.
Well, that was a long legal battle, and I had to take several tests to get that drop. But, volleyball, you know, I think we have a little different experience, so I think I'll play it safe and say it's about the same.
Obviously, you mentioned in the press conference that she was going to be a part of this program. She will come in and be on staff. She is leaving Nebraska. Do I get all of that? Is that all correct?
That is correct. She's going to get Nebraska through most of their winter conditioning here, and then she'll be coming out to Hastings. I start January 3rd, and then her last day at Nebraska is in February, so she'll be coming out there then. So we'll have some awkward living arrangements for a little while, and then she's going to be doing the strength and conditioning for our volleyball program and helping out maybe in a couple other areas. We haven't really figured out all that stuff for her yet and kind of what she wants to do with her professional life going forward. So.
I would think that'd be a big, big, big help to set the Hastings apart in one aspect of it.
And, Daddy, it's obviously a smart move for Laura. Get away from that program that's crumbling down there in Lincoln, finishing 12th in the country. Just so unacceptable. Something else you talked about in the press conference on Monday, Matt, was recruiting. I've got to think, being with the Nebraska teams in Bellevue and Concordia the last 6 years, you've got a very good handle on Nebraska talent, and we all know that Nebraska is one of the top volleyball states in the nation. What do you have to do to make sure to get that talent to come to Hastings?
Well, you got to get out there. It's a lot of hard work. You got to start building those relationships with the coaches and with the kids, especially throughout their high school years. So it's getting out on the road, going to a lot of games and tournaments, and just making sure you're kind of in the know all the time. And then really, it's kind of, you always want to be in a position to help people. So, you know, if I can help someone with something, you know, maybe that sheds light favorably on our program. You know, and it's not really a favor thing, but, you know, as a coach, I think you always want to be in a position to help people. And I think that attitude translates well into recruiting. And I don't do it because of recruiting, but it's just something that you want to do as a coach. So I think that's something you can always do and helps build relationships wherever you go.
Matt, I'd like to get your thoughts on Doug saying that the Nebraska produces so much volleyball talent, one of the leaders. I mean, you talk about the numbers being down. We don't have as many football players in the state. We don't produce as many Division I talent. What, I mean, you would think, and basketball is the same way. As many people play volleyball, I've got to think in Kansas and Iowa, Missouri. Why is Nebraska such a hotbed for talent in the state or in the country?
Well, I think UNL has definitely set the bar. They have a program there that, you know, little girls. You know, I think Terry Pettit once wrote he wanted, when girls walked into the gym, he wanted them to think, "Wow, I want to play for Nebraska." And I think that he's been wildly successful, and obviously John Cook's continued that. So I think you have kids that have been playing and have been training from a younger age maybe, and are just more passionate, a little bit smarter about the game maybe. And I think that's probably the main thing. You have a lot of coaches. I mean, look at Christy Johnson at Iowa State. She comes back to the state to recruit all the time. So you have coaches from the state that come back a lot and pull some good talent away too. So.
And Matt Buttermore, with this last question, we'll let him get out of here. He's the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College. Matt, because it is so unusual, I guess I'm curious, and there's nowhere in Nebraska that guys can go play volleyball, but you lettered for 4 years at Findlay, and I don't think you just go to college and all of a sudden become a volleyball player. Nobody in Nebraska, I don't think, I mean, do they even still have the program at Peru, maybe? It's so foreign, men's volleyball in the state of Nebraska, that the only time you even see it is maybe when they're playing the national championship game or in the Olympics. How does one become involved with the sport at the high school level and where you were from?
Well, at the time when I was growing up, there was a pretty good, Lincoln and Omaha Boys League, and I was coached by a guy named Casey Chan all through high school and junior high and high school. We had kind of like a club team, so like with girls, they go and play club tournaments on the weekends and then travel all over the country and play in different tournaments. And we basically did that as well. So it kind of ebbs and flows over the years. So, you know, one decade there might be quite a bit of boys volleyball, and then after a certain point, certain parents, their kids graduate, so they're not really involved with it anymore, and they don't really run things, and it kind of ebbs out. So that's how I got my start. I was really lucky, you know. We had a lot of people interested in volleyball, boys volleyball at the time, and I was definitely a benefactor of that.
Matt, congratulations on the hire. Welcome to the Tri-Cities. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck.
Great. Thanks for having me on here. It was a blast.
Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you again soon. Best of luck. We appreciate it. Happy holidays. Matt Buttermore, head volleyball coach at Hastings College. That, again, I can just feel and hear the people chuckling about men's volleyball out there, because it's just totally what other sport is so obscure to Nebraska? I mean, heck, we've got soccer now, we've got hockey now, but men's volleyball is, there's just isn't any. There isn't
no.
any.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't know how you would get involved. I mean, I don't know if I've never heard of a club team. That's interesting to know what's going on in Lincoln, Omaha.
All our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Stop by and grab something on your running around for your last-minute shopping. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. It wasn't a topper, but I had a BK the other day, and I topped it with some bacon.
Nice.
Pretty good. And don't forget, check out the new fries as well. Bigger, better than ever. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all seen it. The sedan dressed up like an SUV. How delusional. An SUV should be built to be an SUV. Thank goodness for the all-new Dodge Durango. With its available fully automatic all-wheel drive and best-in-class towing. Who's that sedan gonna fool anyway? That's like a sheep in wolf's clothing. It's totally backwards. And the wolf is probably going to be a little upset the sheep is wearing its clothes. Introducing the all-new 2011 Dodge Durango SUV. We are Dodge, and we are never neutral.
Now get the all-new Dodge Durango with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty and take advantage of low APR financing and other exciting offers. Hurry to your local Dodge dealer today. Best-in-class towing when properly equipped. Financing for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. See your dealer for a copy of the limited warranty. Dodge is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops early on today. Then we'll see increasing cloudiness with a high temperature up in the low 40s. Northwest winds will stay at 5 to 10. Tonight there's a chance for snow showers late with a low near 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
I close my eyes and I can see a better day. Let it snow.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm looking at this Learfield Sports Director's Cup. Grand Valley State edging out Chico State for the lead after the fall sports. But you know they're going to be so far ahead of everybody because I think they sponsor every sport possible. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sports apparently that go into this. You've got WCC and MCC, so that's cross country. You've got MFB, men's football. WVB, women's volleyball. Then you got women's soccer, men's soccer. WFH, which I know what it is.
Field hockey?
Women's field hockey. MWP.
M?
Cross-country. Water polo.
Men's water polo.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Sure is. Cross-country, field hockey, football, soccer, volleyball, and water polo. So UNK doesn't have water polo or men's soccer or field hockey. They're 57th in the country. That's fine. Grand Valley State, Chico State, California of Pennsylvania, Tampa, Florida, and Colorado Mines is 5th. Then Western State is 6th. Augustana 9th. I think that's the top MIAA. Adams State is 10th because they have cross. They're so powerful in cross country and soccer. Suck at football, but they're powerful at everything else. I can't say that because every kid that tries and every kid that's an athlete and plays any of these sports, they do their thing.
They do their thing. Look what's cooking, too. You're looking for some last-minute gifts. You're looking for stocking stuffers. You got a 120-foot wall that's gadgets, and more gadgets. Little things. You want an apron for mom? That's perfect. They've got it. Slip it in the stocking. It goes well. It's Christmas time, folks, and they're waiting for you. Look what's cooking. Located about a block and a half north of the tracks, downtown on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Mike and the gang, check out the all-clad cookware. It's cookware that lasts forever, and we mean forever. Ask them what you need. Can't go wrong with a gift card as well. They've got what you need. If you enjoy being in the kitchen.
They got what you need.
Oh, sorry.
If you say you need a pan. Anyway, look what's cooking. Look what's cooking. Located in the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Check them out if you've never been there. And mom's got everything.
She doesn't.
Get a gift card.
She doesn't.
She anything. Will find something she does not have. I promise you that. Mike's waiting for you. Believe me. Wusthof knives as well. We saw how sharp they were the other day when we were in. We were down there doing the show live. Check out their cutlery. They've got it for you. Look what's cooking.
How much of the Beef O'Brady Bowl did you watch?
About a quarter. 10-10 the whole time I was watching it.
20-10 Marshall. Tonight.
Some good catches.
Latte.
The first touchdown that Marshall had.
You got our college football picks there, Merritt?
I do.
Let's look at those. Let's update them. We need to make some picks, Daddy. We need to make some picks to get us through the holidays here. So let's. You are 2-2 because you had Florida International, and I am 1-3 because I had. Well, we both had Marshall. Excuse me, but you're 2-2. I'm 1-3 tonight. Oh, here. Wait a minute. That's here. This is yours.
Yes. There you go.
That's mine. We both have TCU tonight. Let's go ahead and pick some more. Boise State, Arizona State, Las Vegas Bowl. Again, these are the ones that just kick you right in the butt when you do your bowl pools because there's no way Boise State shouldn't win this by 35 points. So I'm taking Boise State.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Southern Miss, Nevada. Again.
Southern Miss should win this by 4 touchdowns.
We were talking about this last night. Southern Miss just came off the huge win of ruining Houston's season. They should be in a better bowl game. They're traveling to Hawaii. They're losing their head football coach. This, because it has no monetary involvement, is the one place that I'm going to pick Nevada because there is no way Nevada should win this football game. So I'll take Nevada. Then on December the 26th, it is the Independence Bowl here on ESPN. Again, North Carolina, same coaching deal, taking on Missouri. That's got to be a tough one. But Gary Pinkel has to be happy because he'll be done with football by New Year's Eve.
I get it.
I'm taking Missouri.
See, there's a little. See, that's not fun to poke fun, but it is pretty fun.
Taking Missouri.
I'll take North Carolina.
The Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Now, here's one you should be into: Purdue, Western Michigan.
Well, this coin flip game as well. I'm going to take Western Michigan.
Purdue played better at the end of the year, so somehow they win this. What? The Belk Bowl. That's not. What is that?
Yes, it's at Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you Google Belk for us?
So, yeah, because Beef O'Brady, whatever. I'm taking North Carolina State to beat Louisville because it's in North Carolina.
Now, Beef O'Brady's is like a sports bar chain in the South. That's what I mean. I've been to a Beef O'Brady's, I think, in Florida.
Everybody must have been at a Beef O'Brady's last night.
Yeah, no one's at the game.
Sure, weren't at the game. North Carolina State, Louisville, who you got?
I'm going to take North Carolina State just because Sean Watson's at Louisville.
Toledo and Air Force in the Military Bowl, December the 28th. I'll take Air Force.
I'll take Toledo. And then, I love the Mud Hens.
And then the Holiday Bowl, December the 28th. Nighttime, late, West Coast, Cal, Texas. Who you got?
I'm going to take Texas.
For the simple fact
that I think they got better players. If they show up in this one.
Cal was so up and down this year. I guess Texas was a little bit, but not as much as Cal. Cal's at home. Texas. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back with more after this.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call today at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name-brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at OpticalGalleryofKearney.com.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents. Only need the Christmas.
Ever watch The Nutcracker?
I don't need
no.
Stocking,
say that I have.
I have seen and haven't sat and watched the whole thing. But you know what? I guess I can't say that I've ever sat and watched Elf from start to finish. And so many people love that movie. It is funny. I mean, I've seen more of it here this holiday season than I've seen probably in any other holiday season. Plus, Home Alone 1 and 2. Again, haven't seen it from start to finish, but you just catch any part of that, and that's hilarious. I don't care. I mean, of the new of the new movies. And why, you know, you're talking holiday movies. Where the hell's Die Hard?
Great point.
I mean, that's what he's doing.
You know, you put the Die Hard 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. How many? What, just one and two, just one, you want one.
The drop-off from 2, from 1 and 2 is worse than the drop-off from Rocky 1 and 2. 2, 3, and 4.
Ooh. Really? You're going back to... Yeah. Really? Okay.
1 and 2 and then whatever.
Okay. So I find that's interesting.
You hate Christmas, so what,
no.
What do you watch? What do you enjoy?
Well, I've got the 24 hours of the Christmas Story on, but, you know, continually. You shoot your eye out.
Yeah, but that's like Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Where you can't go anywhere and do anything, so you have to watch it.
No, I mean, if you say, what's your number one Christmas, I mean, what do you watch around Christmas? Yeah. You got to see that.
That's funny. That's funny. Actually, one of the, and this unfortunately will sound like a slam, but one of the few things that we've done here at this office for a Christmas party that was a little different was we went and saw that play at the Kearney Community Theater a few years back, which really turned me on to the movie once again, made me want to watch it. It was funny. It was funny. It was funny here. It's funny on TV. I don't know. Still not in my top five. Clicking through the channels, it must be on the Family Channel or the Cartoon Network all the time now, and God forbid, I cannot remember. I can't even think of the name, but it's where it's animated with like the ice people for Christmas, and I can't even think of the name of the mean guy. There's like 20 of them, and they're all the same, but they're the little ice people.
I know somebody's out there going, "Who's the mean guy?" It's Scott Farkas. That's the mean guy in Christmas Story. That's like my brother Reggie. He's always Farky.
You or Reggie lick the flagpole.
That's Reggie. Reggie licked the ice.
Did you help him? No.
No.
No, of course you did not.
Oh, that's a terrible deal. Ooh.
If you want to have a good time, folks, though, over this holiday season, catch all the bowl games, catch the NFL on Christmas Eve. They're open every day. They open Christmas night for you because you're just ready to get back from your family or take your family out to Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Folks, it has been they did a great job hosting with the PBR and the RFA last weekend. They're just jam-packed, but not too packed to serve you, because if it was too packed to serve you, then people wouldn't hang out and have a good time. It's pretty logic, folks. Every Husker game, January 2nd, the final one, they'll even put the basketball game on for you, though, folks. They've got the coldest draft beer in town, Coors Light Red Beers and Nebraska Pint Specials for the Capital One Bowl as the Huskers take on South Carolina. Sports, live entertainment, lunch is served as well at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And when we say lunch, you can get pizza, you can get great burgers, of course, you can get hot wings, brisket sandwiches, all there for you, Journal Bites as well at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft.
Dem Popper inbox says Christmas vacation.
Oh, boom.
Excellent.
Boom goes the dynamite. See, now there, outside of European vacation, those are all funny. I mean, they get better as they go on. Vegas vacation, excellent.
European vacation, you're saying no?
Sucked. Outside of the pigs. Outside of the
pig. Pig in the poke?
Well, that's the first 10 minutes. Outside of that, it's horrible. 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 See, you are weird because you... I'm putting you honest right here. You have to be honest right here for once in your life. You have to be honest, and you're an honest person. Caddyshack 2, which you make fun of, and you do that just to poke people in the side. Do you really like that movie? I mean, honestly, do you really like that movie?
No, not
particularly. Okay. All right. So European Vacation is on a level of Caddyshack 2.
No, Douglas.
Horrible.
Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament.
I know why you like European Vacation. I just figured it out. You know why? Audrey's boyfriend.
Jack.
You know who Audrey's boyfriend is in European Vacation?
Well,
oh, my God. You don't know?
Yes, I know.
It's Johnny. Sweep the leg, Johnny. Put him in a body bag.
Let's get out of here.
That's who it is from Karate Kid. That is Audrey's boyfriend in European Vacation.
His name's Jack. Dad, I think
just
he's going to pork
her. Horrible.
Outside of the
pig in the poke and the barbecue that they have before they leave, that movie is terrible. Every bit of it in Europe, terrible. Terrible. How did we get to that? How in the world did we get to that? Thank you to John McBride for joining us, the athletic director at UNK, and Matt Buttermore, the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College. Eric Love is expected to join us on the show tomorrow. Cozad native who won the national championship with Pittsburgh State on Saturday. Also get your fantasy football questions in. For those of you that are in the championship this week, Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com will join us on the program.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Shoot us an email. What do you watch for Christmas? What's a mainstay? The Grinch, perhaps? 1460, 1550.
Great show. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.